In the masses of apostles, sometimes we sing this from the Psalms, "To me, O God, thy friends are made exceedingly honorable." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Saint Andrew Avellino is today's saint, and he's a saint who was a friend of saints. Simon was St. Andrew on Sunday, so he could probably fill in anything that I'm missing about this wonderful saint in my sermon this morning. He became a saint sort of in stages, children. He lived in 16th century Naples, and he was a very handsome young man, and sometimes he was tempted against holy purity, even by girls, but he was always very careful to keep the sixth and the ninth commandments. His name was Lancelot, that was his given name. And he had a vocation to the priesthood. But there were so many priests where he lived at that time in Naples that he ended up being what's called a church lawyer, because people always like to sue each other in court. And so he represented the church for these lawsuits. And one time, has this ever happened to you? He was making an argument, and all of a sudden, the tiniest little lie slipped from his lips. And he thought, oh no, that was actually a lie. Well, that night when he was doing a spiritual reading — do you ever do spiritual reading? It's a good thing to do — he came across this verse from the scripture: the lying lips kill the soul. And he thought, I've got to get out of this line of work. So he went to see the bishop about just doing holy work as a priest. So the bishop gave him a very hard job to do, to reform a convent of nuns who had gone wicked. Wicked nuns are usually notoriously difficult to get back on the right path, but he was successful, and he reformed the convent. But in the meantime, he made an enemy or two for himself, and one of these men attacked him with a sword and slashed him on his face. Well, this was a sign from God for him that he needed not to be by himself, but to be a member of a religious order, to have that extra help and spiritual protection. And he joined the Theatines, they're called, and he took the name of Andrew because he's the apostle of the cross. And he got permission to make two vows, and the first of these — they're extra vows in addition to the three regular ones — well, the first of these vows was about never doing his own will, always to obey somebody else. That would be very difficult for us, because usually we know best. But he took that vow, and he kept it. And the second vow was to make some progress every day towards holiness. And so he did. That's how he became a saint. Well, he worked as a Theatine father in different jobs all around Italy and edified everybody. And that's how he met some saints I'll tell you about in a moment. He was also very devoted to the Blessed Sacrament. And one time, there were some heretics that had come even to Italy, and one time he was preaching and defending the holy truths of our faith when a Catholic Italian had become a Protestant. And to show he hated the Blessed Sacrament, he took the Sacred Host out, which is a sacrilege, after communion, and put it into his handkerchief, intending to do something bad with it, I think. When he got home that night and was emptying his pockets, as people will, he noticed that the handkerchief was all full of blood. That miracle moved him to penance, and he went to see St. Andrew, and he made a good confession. Another time, St. Andrew brought Holy Communion to the sick, and it was a dark and stormy night, and back then they didn't have street lights, and on the way back, it was so dark and so stormy that those who were with him, the altar boys — because he used to travel with altar boys, and one altar boy would hold sort of an umbrella out of respect to the Blessed Sacrament — he glowed. They realized that. They could find their way because he glowed, and that's a good symbol of how we should be, especially when we have our Lord in us after Holy Communion. He's a friend of saints, St. Andrew is. One time he fell off of his horse, and he was dragged by the stirrups of the horse, and he thought he was being punished by God for his sins because he was so humble. But actually, our Lord was just sending him a cross because his name was Andrew. And when he came to, because he was unconscious for a while, once again his face was all torn and sort of ripped up and bleeding. Well, this time he had two saints, one on each side of him, St. Dominic and St. Thomas Aquinas, and they helped him to get up, and they cleaned his wounds, and they healed him. And then later on he thought to himself, well, this happened to me because I'm just such a wicked old sinner. And St. Thomas Aquinas appeared to him and said, oh, no, you're not. You're very pleasing to God, which is a very unusual miracle indeed. When he was in Italy, northern Italy, working as a priest, he got to know another saint whom we just had last Friday, St. Charles Borromeo, and they would have long spiritual or holy talks together. And one time he told St. Charles, who admired him very much, that he had seen our Lord in a vision, a beautiful apparition. He's the patron saint against a sudden death, because at the age of 89, he was still saying Mass every day, and he kind of dragged himself to the altar because he was in a bad way by then, and he started the prayers at the foot of the altar, and the third time he repeated, Introibo ad altare Dei, I will go unto the altar of God, he collapsed. He had a stroke, and they carried him off to the sacristy, and they put a little mattress there on the floor, and he lived till the afternoon of that day. But as he was dying, he had terrible temptations, and then the devil came as a visible monster to drag his soul to hell. And it was a horrible moment, and he prayed. And who came but the Blessed Mother? He could see her, and the guardian angel, his own. And they drove the devil away, and they brought peace to his soul. And when he died, he was looking at a statue of the Blessed Mother in the sacristy, with a big smile on his face. Children, if we lead a good life, and do try to get better, and do try at least sometimes to be obedient in things, and we do love our Blessed Mother very much and the cross and the Blessed Sacrament, why then, when our time comes to go, as it was for Mrs. Sieverding early this morning, well, we'll be ready, and we can go with our Blessed Mother and a big smile. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.